How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, December 16th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Tim Vetter. He is a member of the Election Integrity team there within the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Hey, I would like you in this first short segment to give us just a little bit about your bio, your background, what have you done in the private sector, what have you done in industry regarding your qualifications to be involved in election integrity here in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So my day job, I work for the company Chrysler Corporation, which, as we all know, has undergone many different names, currently Stellantis. So I've been involved in digital technology, world-class technology. Specifically, I chair the pillar for digital manufacturing validation. So what does that mean? That means on the production lines, we monitor the data, and we make sure that throughput, part quality, the health of the equipment is all represented properly using data. And what I've used this skill set for is evaluating our election voter rolls, and spent a lot of time, probably almost 5 years now, looking into a lot of the manipulation with our voter rolls.
And this has to do all based, again, on computer analysis, actually looking at raw data, not talking to people, not taking their word for it, but you actually dive into and look through the technology and the way the computers interact and how all the information of data is communicated back and forth between the qualified voter files, the clerks, the Bureau of Elections. This is how you do it, is from a computer technology standpoint.
Yes, sir. And data validation is a lot more than just looking at the statewide voter rolls. Data validation includes getting other data sets, like data from the county clerk or the local clerk, getting the statement of votes cast off of the county websites. We're looking to see if the data validates, meaning does the data agree as you look at different data sets. That's called validation.
Got it. And this is, of course, what you do professionally as a living with the automobile industry, but it's also applicable to voter data and this type of process that we deal with in dealing with the elections here in the state of Michigan?
Absolutely it is. In the professional world, if your data is not accurate, you're flying blind. We say all decisions made should be based on accurate, consistent, and reputable data. Data integrity is very important.
Now, in this process, last minute here before we go into the break, this is, again, something you feel, how many years, I should say, have you been doing this in the automobile industry?
Oh, gosh. Over 30 years in the automotive industry, but I've worked for other companies in a similar fashion before that.
Got it. So you've been doing this a long time, is the bottom line.
Absolutely, and I would say I'm pretty darn good at it.
I would guess if you've been getting the paycheck all these years doing this activity, I'm sure you are very good at it. Hey, Tim, we're going to take a short break, a word from our sponsors. Can you stay through the break with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Again, we're speaking with Tim Vetter. He's part of the election integrity team from the 9th Congressional District. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work.
Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three here on this Tuesday. Staying through the break is Tim Vetter. Again, kind of an IT computer geeky nerd. Data guy is what I refer to you, Tim, as. I hope you don't mind me saying it that way. But you get into the details. And one of the things that you guys have been doing through the 9th Congressional District, your election integrity team, is you've been requesting information from clerks. Explain that process. How do you do that, and why have you been asking for information from these various clerks around the state of Michigan?
Absolutely. And by the way, it's an honor to be called a geek.
So I thought you'd appreciate that. Yes, sir.
So in addition to clerks, we get the data from many sources. So the data can come from the state of Michigan, county clerks, and local clerks. And the key part is that all this data should come from the single source of truth, which is our voter rolls. There's only one QVF, they call it. QVF stands for the Qualified Voter File. So if we're getting data from multiple different sources, the data should validate. Remember, again, validate is when you get data from different sources and it should all agree.
Now, in that process, you mentioned the state of Michigan. How is it specifically you guys and many others? I know I've had Fani Matravati. He is the founder and owner of the website checkmyvote.org, and he has, I believe, standing FOIA requests with the Bureau of Elections for their data, their information. Who do you get the information from, and what do you hope to look at on a regular basis, or is this something done like every month, every week? How is that process?
So Fani Matravati, who together Fani and I co-founded Check My Vote, I get my data from Fani, who gets his data directly from the state of Michigan. Now, there's a term, you use the term standing, I use the term chain of custody. Chain of custody is when you have the indisputable, unchanged data that came from the source. And, of course, we consider the statewide data. We know that it's been exported at 2 a.m. and that it's been unchanged. So that's how we confirm chain of custody with the statewide data. We track all that, by the way.
Got it. Well, I stand corrected. I didn't realize that you helped Fani found that website, so I apologize for that. And I appreciate you telling the audience, because I had a lot of people request that website from me. And as you know, people can go and click on the state of Michigan and check an address and see who's registered to vote there. And one thing that I know that you are always looking to do in this process is chain of custody and verifying what information is there, if it's been removed, if it's been tampered with, if it's been updated, changed, or in any way. And one of the particular counties that you're trying to get information from is my former home county of Macomb, where I grew up. And I know the county clerk, registered deed down there, Anthony Ferlini. Explain to the audience the process that you've been going through dealing with Macomb County and Anthony Ferlini, the deed, registered deeds, as well as the county clerk there in Macomb County.
Absolutely. Well, the process is similar to getting the data from the state or getting the data locally. You submit a FOIA, which stands for the Freedom of Information Act, and you request in very specific details what you're looking for. And we've got this process down to a science where we will typically, when I say we, there's a group of patriots that all look to get data from county and local resources. Why is it important to get data from multiple resources? Because it should all agree. And so with Macomb County, we have been getting data which does not agree with statewide data, does not agree with local data.
And in that process, I understand after speaking with Anthony directly, who I've had him on my show. He came on after he announced his run for Secretary of State. He came on the show to talk about it. They have a Freedom of Information Act officer that responds to all FOIA requests in Macomb County, and that happens to be their corporate attorney. Is this the person that you've been interacting with, getting information from?
Yes, sir.
Now, in that response to your specific request, has that FOIA officer, the corporate counsel for Macomb County, has he given you specifically what you've been asking for, or have you been getting wrong information from him?
We've been getting wrong information.
And what is your geeky computer background tell you about that information being wrong? Why is he giving you the wrong information? Are you not clear on your FOIA request specifically asking for certain things, or does he just basically not understand your FOIA request?
It could be a combination of both, because we have met, when I say we, multiple individuals have met with Anthony Fellini face-to-face. Myself personally have met with Anthony Fellini to explain what we're looking for, which is called a list of voters. A list of voters is a very simple thing, where every county clerk will be involved in certifying the elections for their county. And so when you certify the election, you're comparing the statement of votes cast, which are the vote counts from the tabulator machines.
Sure.
You're comparing that data to the list of voters, and they should match. There should be zero difference between those two data sources. So what we do is very simple. We ask for that list of voters from the county clerk that they certified from, and the data does not match the statement of votes cast. The data does not match the statewide data, and in certain cases where we get local data, it doesn't match that either. There is a very serious validation and consistency issue.
Okay, on that point of clarification, Tim, when you ask for the list, you're not just asking for numbers. Is that an accurate statement? You're looking for actually the names of the voters, not how they voted, but you're asking for the list of voters as opposed to a number. Like, for example, you know, here in Antrim County, my wife, Victoria Bishop's the county clerk. If I asked her for a list, she could say, okay, well, we have 22,517 people registered. Just point of clarification, that's not what you're asking for, or is it what you're asking for? Numbers versus names, the list. What exactly is the list?
The list would be a list of names that voted. Now, what can be very, very confusing to many clerks, Anthony Fellini is not alone. Other clerks are confused by this because they give us a list of registered voters who voted in the last election. Now, that's not what we're looking for. When the clerks give us a list of who's registered in their county, that is not the same as the same list that they certified for the election. So I'll give you a quick example. Many individuals will vote somewhere outside, I'll use Macomb County, for example. They voted in Wayne County or up in Sheboygan County, but then they moved 1 month later or 2 months later into Macomb County. When you ask for a list of voters from Macomb County, these individuals who voted somewhere else show up on the list as voting in Macomb County. That is not an accurate list of voters from Macomb County.
Okay, so I'm just a little confused, because when you said you're asking for the people who actually voted, but that's not accurate, or that's not an accurate list, are you saying it's not accurate because these are some of the same people who voted somewhere else? Or is it something that's, like you're saying, a duplication of voting?
It's not a duplication. It is exactly what you said. They voted somewhere else. And because they voted outside of Macomb County, since we're using Macomb as an example, they sure. voted in Wayne, or they voted somewhere else, but sure. now they are registered in Macomb County. So what that does is it changes the quantity of how many voted in Macomb County, to where it does not match the statement of votes cast, which is
a different data set. I got you. So basically, they're just not giving you the correct set of data. And even though you've met with Anthony and you've explained this to him, do you think maybe perhaps it's because it is somewhat convoluted, it's kind of hard to get this point across. Do you think maybe perhaps he doesn't understand what you're truly asking for, and therefore not demanding it of his corporate attorney to give it to you as the FOIA officer? Is that a possibility?
That is not a possibility. He knows exactly what we're asking for, but okay. yet he will not give us the list of voters. Now, there is an issue with that list of voters. That list of voters used to certify the county elections.
Sure.
The Secretary of State has asked local clerks to destroy that data, that digital data. So what the state of Michigan says is that you don't need that digital information, that list of voters, because it is uploaded to the voter roll system, the QVF.
Ah, gotcha. So you're checking to see whether the clerk's actual data matches what's on the state's qualified voter files.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Now the light bulb just came on. Got it. Now, I thought, and is this not part of the law that says that clerks must maintain election data for so many years after the election, and the orders, or like you say, the rule coming from Bureau of Elections, the Secretary of State's office, is violating that law? Is that an accurate question, statement, I guess?
That is an accurate statement.
How is it then this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who, by the way, folks, is running for governor, and Jonathan Brader, her Director of Elections, how is it they could put these edicts out, these rules, with fully knowing they're violating the election laws?
Well, they are simply avoiding the law. The law is very clear, both state law and federal law, which is you can't add, remove, or delete vote history records. But yet the data we get from the state of Michigan, and also, quite frankly, the data that we get from the county and local clerks, the clerks don't know this, but when they kick out data from the QVF, the actual design of the system, the QVF system design itself, is designed to kick out inaccurate information. We've proven this time and time again.